The Port of Oswego sits on some prime waterfront real estate. It's at the end of the Oswego Canal and not far south from the St. Lawrence Seaway. But as the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, it's land-based shipping that's boosting business at the port.
There aren't any ships docked at the Port of Oswego right now, but its workers are busy. On one side of a warehouse, they're unloading huge blocks of aluminum.
It's going to get loud.
Director Jonathan Daniels is showing me around. Inside the warehouse, another crew is filling up a rail car with grain. The port is evolving from just handling cargo carried on waterways to a distribution center.
How much of your business now, you know, doesn't even involve the water that we're sitting next to?
I would say probably only for both East and West Terminal. I would say right now we're about a 50-50 mix, which provides us an opportunity to maintain a level of sustainability.
The other half of that freight is being moved by rail or truck. Daniel says they didn't handle a single rail car in 2004 or 2005. This year, they'll unload and fill up 1,000. Daniel says the key to the port's recent increasing revenues has been diversity.
So we've really tried to even out what we do here day in and day out.
Some of the port's busiest months are now in the winter when marine traffic is shut down. Then the port moves out road salt and grain. The Port of Oswego still offloads between 80 and 120 ships every year, and freight moving through the state's canal system is expected to hit a two-decade high this season. Daniel says that's pretty good for business, too. In Oswego, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.